Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. First full budget of NDA government's third term to be tabled in Lok Sabha tomorrow. India's fiscal deficit declines to 5.6% of GDP in 2023-2024 as per economic survey. Highlights country's need to generate nearly 78.5 lakh jobs annually in non-farm sector till 2030. Lok Sabha holds discussion on India's preparedness for upcoming Olympic Games. Supreme Court stays Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand government's orders asking eateries on Kavar Yatra route to disclose names of shop owners. And IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra over the next 3 days. The budget session of Parliament began today. On the first day of the session, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. The Economic Survey has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. The services sector continues to significantly contribute to India's growth, accounting for about 55% of the total size of the economy in financial year 2024. As per the provisional estimates, the services sector is estimated to have grown by 7.6%. The survey highlights that the global trade outlook for 2024 remains positive, with merchandise trade expected to pick up. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in 2026. According to the Economic Survey 2023-2024, against the global trend of widening fiscal deficit and increasing debt burden, India has remained on the course of fiscal consolidation. It says India's fiscal deficit has been brought down from 6.4% of GDP in financial year 2023 to 5.6% of GDP in fiscal year 2024. It also says that India's fiscal deficit is expected to drop to 4.5% of GDP or lower by the financial year 2026. Addressing a press conference this evening, Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India, Dr. V. Anantha Nageswaran, said there is a momentum of growth in the economy.
We are mindful of the challenges about the way the monsoon has progressed, about how, since we wrote the interim economic survey, so to speak, in January, where we were more confident about 7%, since then the global environment has become even more polarized and financial market valuations are much more elevated. So given that, we are projecting a growth rate of between 6.5% and 7%.
Dr. Nageswaran said the agriculture sector is expected to perform better in the coming year. The agriculture sector has registered an average annual growth rate of 4.18% over the last 5 years. The Chief Economic Advisor, Dr. Nageswaran, said the economic survey highlighted that Indian economy needs to generate nearly 78.5 lakh jobs annually in the non-farm sector until 2030 to cater to the rising workforce.
We have done an estimation of what is the amount of jobs we need to create. If you look at the population estimates given by Ministry of Health in July 2020 in a publication which is open access, they project India's population until 2036. So based on those projections, we estimate that India basically needs to create roughly around 8 million jobs or 80 lakh jobs per annum. The calculations and the assumptions are given in the survey as well.
Dr. Nageswaran said infrastructure expansion in India witnesses significant growth in recent years. According to the survey, India's services exports grew by 4.9% to over $341 billion in financial year 2024, with growth largely driven by IT, software services and other business services. It said India's banking and financial sectors have also displayed a stellar performance in 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the economic survey highlights the prevailing strengths of the country's economy and also showcases the outcomes of various reforms brought by the government. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also identifies areas for further growth and progress as we move towards building a Viksit Bharat. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 tomorrow. It will be the first budget of the BJP-led NDA government in its third term. Prime Minister Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Mr. Modi was addressing the media outside Parliament today.
ये बजट अमृतकाल का एक महत्वपूर्ण बजट है. हमें 5 साल का जो अवसर मिला है, आज का बजट हमारे उन 5 साल के कार्य की दिशा भी तय करेगा. 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, तब विकसित भारत का जो हमारा सपना है, उस सपने को पूरा करने की मजबूत नींव वाला बजट लेकर के हम कल देश के सामने आएंगे.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune in to 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official.
The government has said the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karan Laje, said this in a written reply in Lok Sabha today. She said as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey reports, the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. Responding to a question asked by Congress MP Pronati Sushil Kumar Shinde in the lower house, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary informed that there is no proposal under consideration for restoration of the old pension scheme in respect of central government employees. In a written reply in the House, Mr. Chaudhary said there is no proposal to constitute the 8th Central Pay Commission for a revision of pay and pension of central government employees. On special status to Bihar, the Minister of State for Finance, in a written reply in the Lok Sabha, said special status to any state is given on certain parameters and request of Bihar for special category status was denied in 2012. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The government has asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years and it is citing nothing in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. This was stated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan while replying to supplementaries from the questioner in the Lok Sabha today. Rejecting the allegations levelled by the opposition parties that paper leaks incidents have become rampant in the country, Mr. Pradhan said the CBI is investigating into the matter and the NEET examination issue is sub judice in the Supreme Court. Earlier, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, while raising the alleged paper leak issue, said there is a very serious problem in the country's examination system. The Supreme Court today asked IIT Delhi to form an expert panel to give its opinion on the decision of the National Testing Agency NTA to treat 2 options as the correct answers to a physics question in the NEET UG examination. It asked the expert team to remit its opinion to the Apex Court's registrar by 12 noon tomorrow. The court was hearing a batch of petitions alleging irregularities in the conduct of the NEET UG exam. Some of the petitioners questioned the award of grace marks in respect of contentious physics question, adding that as many as 44 candidates were able to secure full marks on account of the ambiguous question. The matter will be taken up for further hearing tomorrow. The Lok Sabha took up discussion on India's preparedness for the upcoming Olympic Games. Initiating the discussion in the House, Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal of the BJP said, the central government has spent a total of 470 crore rupees over the athletes in 16 disciplines for the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. Another BJP MP, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, said that it is the responsibility of parliamentarians as well to promote sports in the country. Participating in the discussion, Dipender Singh Hooda of the Congress stressed on the need for putting in place a policy for identifying the talents of sportspersons, supporting them and securing their future.
मेडल तभी आ सकता है जब आप प्रतिभा की सही खोज करें, प्रतिभा को प्रोत्साहन दें, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर दें और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के बाद जब कोई मेडल लेके आए या ना आए लेकिन एक स्तर तक पहुंच जाए तो उसका भविष्य सुरक्षित किया जाए.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said several steps have been taken by the Narendra Modi government for promotion of sports culture in the country.
पिछले 10 सालों में जो काम हुए हैं स्पोर्ट्स के क्षेत्र में, खिलाड़ियों के लिए और खेलों के लिए इतना मोदी जी का सरकार ने किया है वो खिलाड़ियों से सुनना चाहिए. जो खेल और खिलाड़ियों के लिए नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जो किया है 75 साल में किसी सरकार ने नहीं किया है.
Kirti Azad of the Trinamool Congress raised the issue of vacant posts of coaches in the country. Several other members, including Neeraj Maurya of the Samajwadi Party, DM Khatir Anand of DMK, Srirang Appa Chandu Barne, Abhay Kumar Sinha of the RJD, and Kaushalendra Kumar of the JDU participated in the discussion. However, the discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day. Now the House will assemble tomorrow 1 hour after the conclusion of the presentation of the general budget in the Lok Sabha. Akashvani Jagdalpur has started broadcasting 50% of its programs in Halbi, Gondi, Bhatri and Dhurvi dialects from today. The decision comes in line with the station's efforts to promote regional culture and dialects. Sacred month of Savan, also known as Shravan, which is considered one of the holiest months in the Hindu calendar and is dedicated to Lord Shiva, commences today. In the holy month, devotees observe fasting on Mondays, known as Savan Somvar, to seek blessings and fulfill their wishes. On the first Monday of the Shravan month, temples across the country witnessed huge rush of devotees. In Nepal as well, lakhs of devotees visited the Pashupati temple in Kathmandu Valley. The annual Kavar Yatra for the Shravan month also began today. During the Kavar Yatra, a large number of people visit pilgrimage sites such as Haridwar, Gomukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to fetch holy waters of the Ganga River. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today stayed the Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand government's orders asking the eateries on Kavar Yatra route to display names of shop owners. The court asked state governments to file the responses till Friday. The bench, however, clarified that the eateries should display the type of food being served. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra during the next 3 days. A red alert has been issued for Ratnagiri and Satara districts for tomorrow, while an orange alert has been sounded for Pune, Raigarh, Sindhudurg and Kolhapur districts. Many rivers in Ratnagiri, Dhule, Sangli, Kolhapur and Jalgaon are overflowing. Meanwhile, NDRF teams have been deployed at Palghar, Thane, Ghatkopar, Kurla, Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Kolhapur, Sangli, Satara to help the district administration in case of emergency. On to sports. In Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in Group B match in Dambulla. Another Group B match between Bangladesh and Thailand is underway at the same venue. The Indian men's team reached Sri Lanka today for the white ball series tour. Indian Sri Lanka will engage in a three-match T20 international and three-match one-day international series during the tour. The T20 games will be played at Pallakkale from the 27th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. First full budget of the NDA government's third term to be tabled in Lok Sabha tomorrow. India's fiscal deficit declines to 5.6% of GDP in 2023-2024 as per economic survey, highlights country's need to generate nearly 78.5 lakh jobs annually in the non-farm sector till 2030. Lok Sabha holds a discussion on India's preparedness for upcoming Olympic Games. Supreme Court stays Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand government's orders asking eateries on Kavar Yatra route to disclose names of shop owners. An IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra over the next 3 days. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.